blessing be upon us on this beautiful day, on our Lord's Day. Of course, the Patriots won, and life is good. And we're getting ready for next week. But as you've heard me mention many times, there's the Sunday victory. Every Sunday is a great victory in our church, in every Orthodox church. We've combated against the forces of secularism and atheism in this world that is drawing us away from God, from church, from faith, and we've come to this holy place and with our families, and that is always a great victory every Sunday. I want to talk this morning about the gospel lesson, one of the most powerful messages and gospels in our church, the story of the healing of the 10 lepers. And I want to talk to you about how that story is symbolic of all humanity and our need and our relationship with God. And so in Luke chapter 17, verses 12 to 19, we see that gospel, and it's a beautiful way to kind of remember that today, being January 17th, and it's Luke chapter 17. And we see Jesus walking, and of course he was going through his ministry and healing people and bringing them new life and wholeness and healing, and he passes by this village, and it was at a distance, and there were 10 lepers, and they were kind of separated and cast away from the rest of the people in town. They were at a distance. And they had this terrible disease of leprosy. And it is a very dreadful disease. Certainly back in those days, it was very contagious. It was this awful skin disease. And the 10 lepers were separated and away and sick from the rest of the world. And my brothers and sisters, as we see this image of the 10 lepers, we also see the condition of our humanity, that we are separated from God, and we have a spiritual illness and sickness, all human beings. Jesus, our God and our Savior, created us for communion, for relationship with Him, but sin and wickedness and evil caused a separation. And like these lepers were separate, so also are we separated from God. And we still feel that even now, 2016 years later, there's times when we feel alone. There's times when we feel separated from God. There's times we feel depressed and despondent. And that's that ancient human fallenness that we all experience. And we want to, we're yearning something inside to be closer, to go back to God. And we also have the sickness of sin. All of us struggle with sin daily, in word, thought, or deed. There is no one who lives and is sinless, only Jesus. And my brothers and sisters, as we get to know Christ and we commit to Him more and more in our life, we'll never be sinless, but over time we can start to sin less. He's the sinless one, and He can help us to be aware of our temptations and passions and sins and those things that separate us from God. And so the first thing, as we see in this gospel, is the fact that we all have this spiritual sickness. Like the 10 lepers, it is a sickness of sin, and we have to struggle with it, and we have to fight against it, and with God's help, He brings us back closer to Him. And that's the next thing that happens in this passage. The lepers see Jesus, and they call out to Him, "Lord Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on us, save us, help us. We need help. We need forgiveness. We need healing." And so it must be for all of us that healing of sin and that restoration of our separation from God can only be brought back
through Jesus Christ.
And we're called to follow the example of those 10 lepers and to call out to Jesus. This is a biblical passage and an example of the traditional, beautiful prayer we have in the Orthodox Church, the Jesus Prayer. Lord Jesus, have mercy upon me, a sinner. Which we should say every day, we should say numerous times every day, Lord Jesus, help me, be with me, bring me closer to you. And we see the example of the lepers calling out to Jesus, so also must we call out to him. We need him in our lives. The way back to God is through Christ. And we pray and say his name, we draw closer to him. And so after this, a miracle takes place. And all of the 10 lepers, Jesus heals them of this devastating disease. And of course, we know the story. All 10 were healed, but only one went back to praise and to thank Jesus. He went back physically to thank Jesus. And it's so important in that example to see that the one leper returned back. And my brothers and sisters, I want to submit this morning that we should seek to be like that one. A lot of times people think about, what about the other 9? Why didn't they go back? What was their excuse? Why weren't they grateful? And we try to figure out the 9. And I want to submit, let's focus on the one. Let us try to be like the one. Let's look at what he did. He didn't just wave, thank you, Jesus, from a distance. Thank you. I'll see you later. But he went back physically to thank our Lord and Savior. He went in person. And you know, God himself did the very same thing. God, the creator of the universe in heaven, he didn't just wave to us and say, have a good life down there. You don't really need me. But he went in person. He became a person, Jesus Christ. He became incarnate through the Virgin Mary, and it became personal. He went to us personally. And the leper, the healed leper, went to Jesus personally, physically. There's a physicality, my brothers and sisters, about our faith. The Christian life is not just about in our mind and thinking about God, but it's using our whole being to praise him, to thank him. That's a beautiful thing we have in our Orthodox Christian faith. There's a physicality to it. We do the sign of our cross, we move our bodies, and we come forward and we pray and we kneel and we raise our hands and we sing and we praise God, and we physically come forward and we receive the physical body and blood of Christ. And how beautiful that is, and how that brings us closer from the distant village away. It brings us closer to Christ, and we need to go to him. And we're reminded in this passage of the importance of church. Jesus said to Peter, on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not overcome it. God had a plan, and when he came into the world through Christ, he created the church for us to gather and for us to be here. God did not want us to just be wandering. I'm Greek Orthodox. I'm a believer, but with no place to go, with no place physically to go and to thank and to praise and to fall down to Christ. But our Lord knows our humanity, and he wanted us to gather and to come to him and to go to him. Be like the one. Don't worry about the 9 or think about why. What about them, but be like the one who came back to Christ. The importance of church. That's why God created the church, so we wouldn't wander. It's so easy to drift away and to kind of have God and faith in the back of our mind. That's perhaps what the other nine were thinking. But the one said, I'm going back. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to thank him for healing me and for all of his blessings in my life. And then the man went and bowed down before Jesus and he praised him. And of course, Jesus said, were not 10 healed? Where are the nine? It's a question that resounds throughout all of humanity, throughout all of the ages. Where are the nine? If we think about it in our lives, where are our brothers and sisters, cousins, friends, relatives, neighbors in their faith? We live in a world slowly more and more people are drifting away from church, from God, from faith. The Pew Research did a study in showing how this is happening just in the last 7 years, the dramatic decrease of people committed to God and to faith and to church. Where are the nine? But Jesus said to the one, he says, you are healed. Your faith has made you well. That act of going to Christ, that act of faith, made him completely and fully healed and well. And my brothers and sisters, let us know that having faith makes us well. To have faith is good for us. It's good for our spirit. It's good for our soul. It's good for our body. Psychologically, emotionally, spiritually, we need faith. We're missing our whole life without faith. To believe means to activate that spiritual side of us. We have a physical side, we have the spiritual nature. And so to believe in something, to trust in God, to know that we don't have all the answers, to humble ourselves in faith makes us well, it heals us. We need faith. We remember the great Saint Anthony today. There's a beautiful icon in the corner of the church. Saint Anthony, go and look at that scroll that he's holding, which says, I looked out to all the world and I saw all of the snares, all of the temptations that were laid out throughout the world. And in fear, I prayed, what can overcome such temptations and evil? And then I heard a voice say to me, humility, humility. Beloved, when we humble ourselves and when we seek to go to church, go to Christ, go to faith, that heals us, that makes us well, that helps us overcome sin and temptation and evil. It comforts us in difficult times. It blesses us and strengthens us. Faith makes us well. Jesus said to the one, he said, your faith has made you well. And our faith can make us well, no matter what we're going through right now. Maybe we've lost a loved one or a friend. Maybe we're going through some depression. Maybe we're going through some anxiety or confusion. Maybe we're in between jobs. Whatever it is, our faith can help us and make us well, help us to cope and manage through all the times of life. And so let us not worry so much about the nine, but let us seek to be the one, to be like the one. Call out to Jesus, pray to him, thank him for all of his blessings, go to him through coming to church and worshiping him. And that faith will make you well. In his holy name we pray always, of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.